Good evening, Stray FM's Food and Drink Show. It's Will Smith here, and time to welcome to Stray FM our next guest now, and that's Mike Stainsby, who is from the Timberlin, which is out in the sticks, Mike, but just outside Harrogate as well.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, so we're located in the countryside, close to Fewston and Swinsty reservoirs, about 20 minutes outside of Harrogate.
Okay, so you're a few things, aren't you? You're a pub, is that fair?
Yes, yeah, we could say
you're a restaurant.
That's correct.
And you're a hotel.
Yes, absolutely. Really, we're kind of the pub through the week in the day. We get a lot of walkers who are out and about in the countryside who'll come by. And then on an evening, we turn into a kind of a formal restaurant, basically, fine dining style. And then also, yes, with the hotel as well, we do have 9 bedrooms as well. So we do get people who will come and have a stay with us also.
Fantastic. So there's a few things going on at the Timberlin. And the reason why we've got you on Stray FM tonight is because you have won a few awards. We'll come on to that in just a minute. But first of all, let's talk about the pub and let's talk about the restaurant, OK? Because, we are the food and drink show, so... For somebody who's wanted to come for lunch or for an evening meal, tell us about your menu and tell us about your chef.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So we've got a very, very talented kitchen. The guys who we've got working in there have been with us all for at least 2 years now. So, experienced, and they know what they're doing in there. Through the days, it's kind of more of a traditional menu. So you can come and you can have things like fish and chips and that kind of thing, sandwiches and all that. And then in the evening, we do move more fine dining, as I said. So the menu becomes a lot more formal, generally set out as a kind of a 3-course menu, starters, mains, desserts. And we have a variety of dishes on there. I think probably our kind of most popular starter would be the lobster ravioli,
nice.
Which comes with a lobster bisque, which is excellent. And, that's the kind of style on an evening.
Okay, and does that menu change a lot then? Is it a seasonal menu? Does it change between summer and autumn?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's seasonal that we do. So we tend to have 4 or 5 changes throughout the year. So every two or three months, really, we'll look to change the menu and we'll get things that are in season. So obviously we're coming to the end of the summer months now, so our autumn menu will be coming out probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so you cater for people that are walking, because it's a big walking area up around Fewston and Swinsty Reservoir and around Menwith Hill and that area. Beautiful, beautiful part of the world. You cater for people that just want to call in for a drink and a sandwich for a day, then it's fine dining in the evening.
Yeah.
And then also people travelling further afield, because Stray FM, we cover a big patch, and obviously lots of people who listen to Stray FM have family that will come stay in this neck of the woods as well. Tell us about your rooms and your overnight accommodation then.
Yeah, sure. So as I said, we've got 9 bedrooms, all done up to a very high standard. All the rooms are en suite. They've all got very large, super king size beds, all individually themed, decorated, so they've all got their own style. We are actually currently in the middle of going through a process of renovating rooms as well as we're going on. So we've just created a brand new suite, which has only been live for the last month or so now. So that's all new, and the plan is over the next kind of 12 months, every month or two, to refresh the rooms going through them. So they're in a process of that as well at the moment.
Lovely stuff. And you've just won a couple of awards.
Yes.
Now, normally when people win awards, they don't like you to shout about it and become big-headed, but I want you to shout about it. So
sure.
Please tell me all about them, because they're a big deal, these awards. Yeah. And unless you're in the hotel industry or the food and drink industry, you might not appreciate what a big deal they are.
So, yeah, so we had the AA come into inspectors about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and we were lucky enough to be awarded 2 rosettes for the food, so that's for culinary excellence.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And then we were also, for the hotel, we were awarded 5 stars and also a silver award, which is kind of just a bit beyond for the extra service and things that we were given. So yeah, really, that's just obviously the AA, the awarding body, and they've come and obviously really enjoyed the food that they've had with us and the menu and the rooms also. So yeah, we're very pleased.
And the guys that are judging these awards, they go around a lot of different hotels around the country as well, don't they? And see a lot of the hotel industry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they'll see, I think the way they work is they tend to do about 5 hotels a week, an individual inspector, so they're out basically eating and trying a hotel 5 nights of the week and 5 different ones. So over the course of a year, they get through quite a lot of, obviously, a lot of hotels that they'll go around.
And what does it mean to the business then, winning these awards?
I think from our point of view, it's a great justification that we're doing the right thing and heading in the right direction. It's been the culmination of a couple of years hard work. We've been working towards it. It's been our kind of goal to get the 2 rosettes and also to get the 5 stars on the hotel side. So, as I said, yeah, nice justification for us that all that hard work that everybody down there, down with us, has put in has come off, really, and we've been recognised for that.
Oh, we're absolutely delighted for you and for your team as well. So congratulations. And, you know, we were just talking off the air before we came on the radio tonight. You know, obviously with your location, you're out in the sticks. It's a beautiful part of the world. You're fairly near to the A59, but obviously not at the side of the A59. Mm-hmm. You're a bit more tucked away. And, you know, so many cars and passing trade traffic drive along the A59 every day, but people might not necessarily know that you're there. So if you're living in this area, you are there and you're tucked away, but do come and give you guys a try.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, we are tucked away, and you could drive past it many times and not realise there's anything down in the village. So it is one of those places that you kind of hear of from friends and family. It's not something that you're going to just drive past. So, yeah, it's nice to obviously be on here with yourself and talking about it. And hopefully some people who haven't been in the local area will know about us now and also be willing to come and give us a try.
So it's the Timble Inn. It's in the village of Timble, which is just off the A59. If you don't know where it is, just Google it. Yeah. And have you got you guys got a website? Tell us what your website address is.
Yeah, so the website's just www.thetimbleinn.co.uk. Nice and simple. And, yeah, just have a little look on there. You can get all the information you need. All our menus are always up to date on their wine lists, how to reach us, all that kind of stuff, and obviously pictures and things as well too, so you can have a browse.
Well, listen, Mike, thank you so much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show this evening, and congratulations on the awards again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.